This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley, California, patent holder, engineer. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince.
Hey.
How's Friday going?
Well, you know, as Lou Cassidy says, it's his favorite day. Lou Cassidy is an electrical designer here at USA Prepares. He's an instructor. And he works very closely with Dr. Norm Shuley on the PEMF and other devices. And he says that Friday is his favorite day because that means that there's only two more work days until Monday. So we may be hearing from Lou Cassidy today. Yes, go ahead.
So, you know, I've been sitting here at our USA Prepares teletype machine, and last week, and you know, it's run on old technology. I'm not sure there's a transistor in it. I think it's relays and vacuum tubes. But it was chattering away last week and earlier this week. And apparently there's been a very tragic event at one of the one person very close to USA Prepares has suffered, I can only call it a severe act from God on his ranch. Do you know about this? It's someone very close to our USA Prepares group of instructors.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I think you heard about it in more ways than one.
I was one of the first to hear about it and see it. And what Bert's talking about is we had a massive lightning strike, a direct hit, you know. And class, you've seen lightning. We've all seen lightning. You know, the sky lights up. There's a flash of blue-white light. And typically there's a thunderclap, you know, within a few seconds of that lightning flash. Well, I saw the flash. I just, you know, we had poured some concrete, and I had been watering the concrete, and it's inside a barn. And I've been mentioning that the reason that concrete is weak, and I don't see people curing concrete properly. And the idea is you don't want concrete to set up fast. I mean, sure would be nice if you could pour concrete and walk on it tomorrow. Wouldn't that be nice? But if you put weight on it, you'll crack it. So the idea is you don't want concrete to set up quickly. You want to delay it. You want it to cure slowly so it crystallizes properly and gains its maximum strength. And the way you do that is you keep it cool. So you keep it out of the sun's rays, if you can, and you water it. And so, let's say 6 hours after, you know, it's been poured, it can take a mist of water without damaging the surface of the concrete. And so we have been watering every 2 hours this concrete inside a steel building every 2 hours. So it's wet in there. And I had just watered it. And I was coming in, it was getting cloudy, dark, and there's no sounds of lightning or thunder or visible lightning. And an inner voice told me to put the garden hose down and shut off the hydrant and go inside. And lightning struck the barn, you know, a couple minutes later. And as soon as I heard that, I was inside. I ran out. I ran outside. And I thought, gosh, our neighbor Kathy, she probably took a direct hit. It was really close because I saw the flash, but I didn't hear an interval between the flash I saw and the thunder. It was like the simultaneous, which meant it was really, really close because sound travels at 1,100 feet per second. So roughly 1,000 feet per second, you can count off 1,001, 1,002 between the flash and the thunderclap, and that would be 2 seconds or 2,000 feet away. Well, I didn't hear an interval. It was simultaneous, and I thought, boy, that's really, really, really close. And so I ran outside. And our son was standing outside. He was 10 feet away from the barn. And I said, he said to me, I mentioned it. I think our neighbor got hit. He said, no, we got hit. We got hit right here and 10 feet away from him. And you could smell what smelled like an electrical fire, like Bakelite burning. And so we didn't know how much damage there was, but the phones were knocked out. The internet was knocked out. Circuit breakers had tripped. No lights anywhere that I needed so I could see what I was doing. And so we didn't know the extent of the damage. And so we did take a direct hit. And it was quite serious. And there could have been deaths. And you know, there's a story, Bert, I'd like to share about when I lived in Virginia. There was a family friend, a customer of ours. I built a network for him. And he had a neighbor who had a dog on a chain in the backyard. And across the road, there was a lightning strike that hit one of those metal towers that hold high-voltage electric wires. So there was a direct hit across the road. And lightning went into the ground, traveled across the ground, hopped onto this dog chain, and electrocuted the dog and killed it. So lightning's a real serious thing. Now, back to you.
You know, it's funny when you say the neighbors were all wondering where it hit. You never think it's hitting your house. After all the discussions we've had on being prepared, you know, you should use prepared in the name of the show. But anyway, it was all the discussions we have about being prepared with your home and your family. What did they say? The paupers, kids, shoemaker's kids are the ones that go without shoes. How many times do you talk about lightning rods and putting wire in your attic and proper grounding and also grounding your internet where it comes into your house, making sure that's grounded. And then all of a sudden this directed weapon gets directed weapon from God, I guess, gets hit on top of the Spinelli Ranch. Wow.
Well, here, we've got Lou Cassidy on hold, and we'll be with you right in a couple minutes, Lou, maybe right after the next commercial break. But I just wanted to finish up this line of thinking. So we were prepared. I installed the wiring in our home here, in our house at the farm, and all the buildings that have electricity I wired with our son. So we have three, not one, but three 8-foot copper ground rods buried in the ground, and they are below the surface of the ground. So they're, and then on top of that, we put our a concrete pad for our heat pump outdoor units. So they are always moist. So the ground rods are three times what they need to be. And they are connected with a very heavy cable, copper wire, I guess you should say, single conductor. And they're always moist. And that's like the ideal situation. Moist ground rod conducts electricity into the ground better than a ground rod in dry ground. So then we have, it's connected to a transfer switch, meaning a manual switch that I can switch between, let's say, the generator, a diesel generator, and solar/grid. And right there at that point, at the transfer switch, is a massive whole building surge protection. Massive. And then we have sub-panels connected to the main panel. And they all have surge protection. And then for the whole panel. So that's two levels of surge protection. Then we have at each of the electronic devices, like, let's say, the computers and the Blu-ray player and the stereo and the television screens, they all have another layer of surge protection, and everything is grounded properly. So even though we took a direct hit, the mixer in the studio, fine. The high-speed digital connection box, fine. The stereo that I use in the studio, the computers, everything I use, headphone amplifier, all fine. Everything was fine, except what happened was the telephone company's equipment got taken out. Not the router. The router got really confused, but it's okay because I have that protected by surge protection. But the wiring got burned. The telephone company's wiring got burned. Their network filters got cooked, you know, crispy critters, burned. And the wiring for 2,000 feet and the stanchions on the road, the lightning traveled underground through the telephone company's wiring system to those stanchions on the road, and it took two of them out. So it was a pretty serious hit, and it took out the circuit breakers and turned them into breakers that sound gritty on the inside. So I have to replace, you know, a bunch of breakers. But in terms of real damage, like TVs and computers and routers and landlines and all that, that was all good. So the stuff that we protected ourselves with level after level after level of surge protection, that all survived. And that's kind of amazing, because normally when you take a direct hit, that does not survive.
So, Vince, what did you do to solicit the wrath of God for him to send that on you? I'm almost thinking of the movie Caddyshack, if you remember the scene where the priest is golfing in the thunderstorm, the best game of his life, with mm-hmm. Bill Murray as his caddy. He misses this final putt and curses, and God hits them with lightning.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's has something to do with my position about degenerates, and God said He created them, and who am I to criticize Him on people I think are degenerate? Maybe that's it.
Or maybe it's when you cuss after you caught your hand on the carburetor you were trying to lift the gasket on with the wrench.
And, you know, I don't use profanity, but Red Fox said something very interesting, and he was the guy in Sanford and Sons, and he said, you know, there's no such thing as someone who doesn't cuss, and he said, you watch him close their thumb in the car door and see what happens. But no, I don't. Lightning is a natural thing in most instances, and it has gigajoules of energy, and it's so powerful and so instantaneous that it's very, very hard to protect against. And I was talking with our son about our buildings here at the farm, and he's a degreed farmer, so that's what he wants to be, and that's what he is. And I also taught him mechanics, so that's the kind of stuff he likes. He likes fixing equipment, he likes working on the farm, he likes animals, and that's his passion, and that's how he earns his living. Well, I was talking about this steel-sided barn with steel doors, and it's steel all everywhere except for 4 feet of concrete short walls. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some of that siding material, which is galvanized steel, maybe a foot wide or 2 feet wide. We're going to connect it to the wall and then drive it into the ground so that there is a 2 foot path, 2 feet wide, for lightning to go right into the ground, even better than
Jake
last time.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, one last thing before Lou joins us, Lou Cassidy in Illinois. I wanted to mention that I just went outside and I looked at the steel barn. It's about within 100 feet of the solar array that we built that's next to the house. So the house and the barn are roughly 100 feet apart. The house is stone and with a composition roof, and the barn is all steel, steel roof, steel sides, etc. And on top of the steel roof of the barn are solar panels. And right next to the barn, between the house and the barn, you know, within 100 feet of the barn, is it, where the barn got hit even, is another array of solar panels. And none of the solar panels was damaged, and the solar charge controllers and the solar inverter all got confused, but they were able to be reset. So the answer is, if you install your equipment properly, you can protect it from these massive electrical discharges up to and including some lightning. Just wanted to share that with you. Welcome, Lou Cassidy.
Good morning, guys. Vinny, Bert, good to talk to you.
You know, I'm so glad you're having a chance to spend some time on the radio with each other, Lou and Bert. Both of you guys are designers, and both of you guys are into electronics, and I'm so glad this is happening. Lou, do you have a question? Is there something that you wanted to share with us or talk about?
Well, you guys were talking a couple weeks ago about Marley Woods, and I was going to call in last week, but, man, you had such a good show going, I didn't want to interrupt it. I was intently listening about the microwaves and the cell phones and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in that stuff. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Bert's very knowledgeable on that, and I just love to hear it talk.
Bert, Lou and I have talked off the air about and exchanged emails, and he's fascinated by what you and I found when we were stomping around in an area that's not on the map classic. So if you want to go look up, you know, where exactly is Marley Woods, you're not going to find it. It's like a local term for an area that is a UFO hotspot in Missouri. And the people who live there are not real excited about making this a tourist destination, having, you know, people come there and stomp around their farms and ranches and ask lots of questions over and over and over again. They're really not interested in that. So you're not going to find this on the map. But it's an area called Marley Woods. Bert and I have been there with one other ufologist, and we were interested in finding out what was going on. Bert Lou is interested in joining us on our next excursion to Marley Woods. You know, next time you come to town and we go off and do that. Any comments, Bert?
Well, I think you should mention a very famous Missourian UFO researcher, really world-renowned, who was with us, and that was Ted, who passed away, I guess, about last year. But, you know, devoted his life to researching UFOs. And he was sort of our guide as we went and met with the different ranchers. And, you know, I think we left with more questions than we got answers. But I think one thing we learned is, you know, this phenomena is real. And, you know, these people would not be recounting the stories that they've had and, you know, the things that have happened. You can tell that it's a pretty serious thing, and, you know, people aren't all making up the same thing. It's not some kind of mass hallucination of a town. It's not really a town. It's basically three or four ranches that are just in this area, plus the one area that we talked about, kind of the forbidden zone, that seems to be the epicenter of what's going on.
Yeah, and Ted's last name class was Phillips. Ted Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. He died into March of 2020. And there's plenty of coverage with him and about him and his investigations, including Marley Woods on UFO. So if you wanted to do some more research, Ted Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, UFO, you'll find it. It's right there. All right, we'll be right back after these bottom-of-the-hour commercials and news. And Bert's with us in California, Bert Petonis, a dear friend of over 50 years, and Lou Cassidy, dear friend of, let's say, 10 or 11 years. And Lou has been to all of our expos, he's been to our meetups, and he's spent some time here with us at the farm. Two very, very kind, dear friends of...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality, end quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. 8 federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, we really haven't talked too much about this, but... those of us here at USA Prepares, the instructors, and I would say for the most part the students, are interested in learning about everything and broadening their knowledge base, broadening their horizons, etc. And so discussing UFOs used to be taboo, but you and I, Bert, and some others who we know were interested in learning more about these unidentified flying objects. It doesn't necessarily mean aliens, but it doesn't rule out aliens either. They're unidentified. We don't know what they are. So the instructors at USA Prepares class have been rubbing shoulders with some of the most famous people who are investigating ufology in the world. I'm talking about a personal friend of Bert, Jacques Vallée. Jacques Vallée is world-renowned. Ted Phillips, world-renowned. These are the people that you would see, or hear, I should say, on Coast to Coast. You know, with Art Bell, when he founded it, and George Norrie, and those associates who are involved with Coast to Coast AM. So we're interested, and we're going to learn more, and we want to go back. And Lou, you have some thoughts about measurement techniques, right?
Yeah, well, I think we should try to attract and maybe even communicate with them somehow. And I'm a ham radio operator, extra class, and I have equipment that'll go from 1,800 kilohertz up to through 450 megahertz. You know, and we can use standard modes, AM, FM, sideband, RDI, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, use radio to communicate. I thought we could maybe try to communicate with lights, since they seem to be an orb of light of some sort. Maybe use some off-road LED lights. I can use, actually modify one of our PEMF units to drive, you know, with pulse width modulation to drive those and send some sort of signal or modulation out through light. I thought maybe use a 24-inch monitor and have an expanding, contracting orb that sort of looks like them, you know, if they're into looking for light. Maybe we could try some audio, maybe Sofregio frequencies, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, white noise, static, frequency sweeps, you know, maybe even throw in a Beatles tune if they're into that. You know, or we can use pure electromagnetic signal from the coils from the PEMF and modulate that into something, maybe the Schumann frequency, 7.83 hertz, or, you know, digital audio, any kind of a PWM pattern, anything we want to put out in there. You know, and so, you know, and I'm thinking that we could modulate this stuff and maybe try to communicate with them through some higher mathematics, pi, circle, sphere formulas, you know, the 440, the normal, well, musical spectrum, that kind of, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just, you know, trying to get together some ideas, and since I'm good with microcontrollers, I can use microcontrollers to control all this stuff and modulate it or whatever we want to do. So, you know, we just need to get together beforehand and design some equipment. And I'm sure Bert's got some maybe microwave stuff he'd like to try or whatever. And the car I have, I got a RAV4 hybrid, and that can actually be used as a generator. So I'm thinking maybe we could set up either in the zone or right outside the zone where these spheres are, and that car will act as a generator and give us about 700-800 watts of power to power all this stuff. So, you know, I'm just trying to think of ways of maybe communicating with them, and then even some ways of recording or trying to talk to them or communicate with them, and how to record or analyze, you know, spectrum analyzer, you know, video recording, tri-field meter, you know, and even if we could borrow Spock's tricorder, that'd be nice. You know,
I think Bert has one. Bert, oh, you've got one, right?
Well, I do have a portable spectrum analyzer that we would definitely take out. You know, you mentioned Lou, modulations and single sideband and other things, and I'm thinking, you know, if these are intelligent beings, what type of modulations are they using? It makes me think of the movie The Final Countdown. I don't know if you guys saw it. Basically, an aircraft carrier goes back in time from 1980 to 1941, 40 years, and it goes through a vortex, and it's pick picking up what they say is we're getting this really old AM modulation signal from Pearl Harbor. And in just those 40 years, communications had moved from very simple AM modulation into advanced single sideband, and even at that time they had some early digital modulations. So who's to say what type of modulation these guys are using? I mean, it's something probably so far advanced that we may have difficulty even comprehending what it is and how it works.
Yeah, and if they're intelligent enough to be listening to our communications now, maybe we can use some of that to, you know, maybe somehow talk to them, communicate with them.
Yeah, well, we can try. The question is, do they want to, right?
Yeah.
You know, they a lot of people have said, you know, this isn't something recent. This goes back quite, many, many years in time, maybe to the beginning of mankind. And so the question is, would they really want to talk to us, or would they just look at us and say, what are these guys trying to do?
You know, it goes back to that original question that I asked you, Bert, when it was we were stomping around Marley Woods years ago. And, I turned to you and I said, what makes you think they communicate with each other? You know, the thought was maybe these orbs are sending back communications to, we'll call it the mothership. And, you know, they're scouts and they're just kind of checking it out and checking out the environment and reporting back. And my question to you is, what makes you think? And it wasn't a negative thing. It was just what came to my mind. What makes you think that they communicate rather than they don't have to communicate? They just know. You know, what one knows, they all know. So we might need to think a little bit differently. Maybe they do communicate. Maybe physics is physics and military protocols. You know, you send out the scouts and you find out, get the survey of the land and you report back, to headquarters. I mean, that's the way the military operates, right? Maybe that's the way they operate. So the bottom line is what you said. We had more questions than we had. Before we got there, we ended up with more questions after we got there. And I'm looking forward to doing this experience again. And, class, I'll tell you what you're hearing. You're hearing right now that USA Prepares is not talk radio. We are not talk radio. You're hearing guys who actually do it out there on the ground doing it, inventing, investigating. That's USA Prepares. We are not talk radio, and I do not want to be put in the same genre as talk radio. We're educators, and we're doers. If anything, we're do radio rather than talk about it radio. Any comments, Lou?
Well, I agree. We want to get out there and actually see what these guys are, if they want to talk to us. And I'm just interested in the whole concept of the thing. Especially with Bert's tricorder.
You now have the portable, the ultra small one, right, Bert? So we can we don't have to have it in a large case anymore, right?
Yeah, and I'll have to do a little jogging so that if whatever it is comes after us, it's the person who can run the fastest might be the one that doesn't get eaten.
By the bear.
You know, as we were talking about minutes ago about these balls of light, you know, what came to my mind, it's kind of silly, right? I was thinking, you know, what about a net to catch them? And, you know, and what the reason I thought it was silly is if these things can make these maneuvers, they would probably laugh at us if we had a net, like, you know, a butterfly net, because, you know, they could just unassemble and reassemble on the other side of the net. And so, you know, or they'd probably laugh at us with the mesh size that we'd try to be using with a net. And if they can do these things that they have been reported to do, like fly outward, stop, turn immediately left, up, down, right, at aerodynamics, if you will, that we don't know how to do, if they can do all that, they would probably find us quite humorous, you know, three of us guys out there trying to analyze, you know, who they are. But maybe, just maybe, we might learn something. And a lot of people have tried, and there have been a lot of empty nets, if you will.
Right. But well, I'm thinking if we... I'm sorry.
That does not deter us.
Yeah, if we had a 24-inch monitor on there and put something on there that looks like them, if they can see, maybe that would get their attention. You know, just...
That's a brilliant thought. I love that idea. I really do. So it's like, hey, we're like you guys, you know, just on a flat screen.
Right.
I really think that's brilliant. I really do. And you know, if you watch these sci-fi movies, it seems like the same theme. These aliens are here. Let's shoot them down. Why? Why would we try to attack something that is obviously way more advanced than we are? And in the Milky Way galaxy, we're like the new guys on the block compared to the other galaxies. So if they've had a head start, what makes us think that we're more advanced? Let's just be friends rather than attack them. I mean, we don't have to attack everybody. Just because we beat up little countries all over our planet doesn't mean we have to beat up everything in the galaxy. Let's be friends. Any comments?
What you're getting at may also explain why they haven't openly communicated with us, as they look at us as primitive. I mean, how many other species in the galaxy routinely arm themselves to go out and attack other members of their own species in an organized manner to kill each other? I mean, I don't know too many other species that do that. So they may be waiting for us to somehow get through that phase if we can. I don't know. That's just the thought I have of maybe they're just watching until somehow we can hopefully get through that.
Lou, last 10 seconds of this segment. Any comments?
Well, yeah, I would like to at least see them. If we get out there, at least see them, find some way to attract them.
And photograph them. I might even put the website back up for that. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take
when you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert Petonis is with us in California. Lou Cassidy is with us in Illinois. And, Bert, why don't we start with you? Originally, we were talking about lightning, and I mentioned how we protected the farm with three layers deep of surge protection and a massive ground rod array connected with a heavy copper wire to our electrical service system. And we survived it. Our solar panels survived a lightning strike, a direct hit, class. I'm not talking about in the area. I'm talking about a direct hit right on one of our buildings, a steel building that's connected to the house and everything else. So you know, we came out pretty well. I'd like to hear your thoughts on protection, and I'd like to hear Lou's when you're done, Bert.
Well, you know, it's similar to it's funny, a parallel path to when we were talking about the sun's coronal discharge and those storms that, I mean, it's a little bit different in the actual dynamics of it, but it's similar in the fact that whether it's the solar plasma or lightning, it's all searching for ground. It's looking for the best path to ground. And in both cases, what you want to do is divert that energy away from anything valuable or flammable or livable into the ground. And so that's, you know, I talked about, you know, should you run a wire along the roof line inside your garage? And a lot of homes do that. And that then gets grounded. You want to do whatever you can to get that lightning to go someplace benign and with a good connection to the ground. That's the most important thing, is that good connection to the ground. Don't make it search for the ground going through your TV cables or your internet cables. Make it a separate cable to go to the ground.
Lou Cassidy, your thoughts?
Well, same as Bert, make it find its ground. But don't think just because you got your lightning hit that lightning never strikes twice in the same place. I've been hit twice in 45 years out here at the farm, And, you know, both strikes were within 50 feet of the house. And I found that we have underground phone cable here. It just fried all the phone connectors, everything hooked to that. And where the power comes in, I had an old fuse box at the time, and it just exploded all the fuses and blew the door off of the box. It even blew the cover off of the well pump, off of the motor, the relay that starts the pump motor,
the
blew the cover
box
off of that, blew up almost everything in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but so don't think it can't hit twice, because I got it hit a second time. And that wasn't any fun either. Oh, and remember that there was enough power. You said it was so many gigajoules or something.
Right.
It powered the DeLorean through time. Remember that one?
It's
a clock tower.
Yeah, that was an all stainless steel body. So class, the main thing is you have to have a really good ground at your electrical service panel and breaker panel. Okay, you got to have that. And you have to have each one of your outlets grounded properly. And you can get a three neon light plug that will tell you if each outlet is grounded properly. That's a good place to start. Because if you put in surge protection strips in your house, which is the easiest way to somewhat protect yourself from, you know, surges and anomalies, high voltage conditions, lightning, etc., in the area. You have to have a good ground, or there's no place for the current to go except to blow up your equipment. So get one of those little outlet testers. Sometimes they're called, I would call them receptacle tester or outlet tester. They're $5-6 on eBay. They have three lights. And that's a great place to start. You should all have one of those. I don't want to spend your money frivolously, but I think that is a required item. Any comments, Lou, about that? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all my power strips, especially with the computers and electronic equipment, have the surge protection in them. There's even one you can get, a whole house protector. It goes behind your meter. I don't have that. Maybe I should.
We have that. We have that. Actually, we have that when we wired our house. We have, we'll just say we have a breaker panel, a main breaker panel. Then we have sub-breaker panels. And the main breaker panel is protected before the main breaker panel, between, we'll call it the meter, and the main breaker panel is a transfer switch. At the transfer switch, we have a whole house surge protection. It's industrial quality.
Okay, check that, because it might be blown up.
It's not. It's not. And
okay,
each,
good. Good deal.
And each sub-panel has whole house surge protection. That's two levels deep. And then we add surge strips after that. Bert, any quick comments in the last 30 seconds?
No, sounds good. And I think it's lightning strikes twice because it's searching for the best path, and you might be the best path.
Yeah.
Probably my lightning rods on the house is probably what's growing it.
Well, that's why they call them lightning rods, right?
That's right.
Because they attract it, and it's better that they hit the lightning rods and then go through the cable to the ground from the lightning rods rather than not hit the lightning rods.
Vinny, did you smell a lot of ozone right afterwards? I'm sure.
Absolutely, and burned Bakelite, and there's no Bakelite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.